Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. When I was younger, I once pretended to be colorblind because I was jealous of my brother who had epilepsy.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Sans Pants Radio is part of Melbourne Fringe this year, and along with some of our other shows, we're going to be doing a live D&D's for Nerds for one night only before we chuff on off to the UK. Just head on over to melbournefringe.com.au to grab your tickets. D&D is on the 23rd of September, and check out sanspantsradio.com/live for the dates and times of our other shows. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to the epilogue of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. Literally everything that has happened up until now.
The arrow seems to have, like, covered up the wound it made.
That's the kind of thing you pull out later and
you're like, yeah.
That's a later
6
problem.
6 points of damage.
That's a later problem. Yep. It's fine.
You see, you all know what a Gatling gun looks like.
Yeah.
It's being operated by 3 halflings.
Dropped my knees in front of my wife.
Oh, is she alive? You're afraid she might fight to the death. Like, she's not really all there right now. The woman you know and love has been replaced by a different woman you know and love.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Adam.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm genuinely worried because this is the first time I've seen Adam have emotion in this game that wasn't glee. I have 2 rounds to save her, 1 round to just rip Papa's your foot in half.
Out of her pocket, you pull needle and thread.
I know how to sew something back together.
Periwinkle, you feel like you've been socked in the chest. And then everything goes dark. Tied to one of the chairs is Flip Shamrock. I'm so sorry, I fucked up.
I fucked up. I fucked up too. I love you. I'm so sorry. What's going on? Are you okay?
Can she heal?
Yep.
The other two halflings whip around, and one of them says, "You're not one of us." Both of them draw rapiers and try to charge you. He skewers you in the thigh. They raise both of their rapiers, now on either side of you.
Jeez.
The kid nicks you with his rapier.
Okay, you're doing all right.
You're on 7.
Okay, not doing great.
You hear your leg break, and then you fall to the ground. He stabs down.
Fuck me.
And I want to crawl ever so slowly towards the edge.
Piss.
Yes.
You're still in the sewers.
All right.
You navigate your way back to the blood cult hideout. The door is still there. It's probably been left open, actually. They wouldn't have closed it on their way out.
Good. I don't need to bleed again.
I think they're planning without you.
Get out of it.
Do you know what they're writing? I can't see.
No, I can't see either. I feel like I'm not allowed to see.
This is for us. It isn't for you.
Yeah, they're fucking making plans.
They're conspiring. Look at them. Anyway, I'll walk into the blood cult sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep my broken bottle at the ready.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody's been left around.
All right.
And I'll begin searching for my soul.
The place looks clear.
Oh, that's nice. Gosh, I hope my soul's here. That'd be nice.
The blood cult hideout has, like, a lot of things that maybe are worth looting, but, like, fuck, that's for another day. Greg Pierce is looking for his soul. You get down into a storage place, a place where you might keep wine, mm-hmm. but instead you see racks and racks and racks of that same container with white liquid inside all of them.
Surely I feel a connection to my own soul.
Maybe.
Start
Perhaps
cracking
a pious man might.
Start cracking them open.
And what?
Drinking them? Eventually I hit my own.
Drinking souls.
Adam has taken off his glasses.
Not mine. Smash. Is that me? Smash. You gave me no choice, Adam. I gotta drink souls.
You smash the first one.
I am great.
And as soon as there's a gap,
souls.
As soon as there's a gap in a container, the like liquidy type thing inside becomes a gas and escapes out. Do you try again?
Yeah, sure, I'll try.
If you're quick enough, perhaps you could put your lips around the opening.
Does it feel like it ejected with enough force to blow my head off?
Probably not.
I'm going to be like, blood on the
blood cult's come back. Griffith's just dead. His brain over there.
Oh, he tried to drink his own soul, dickhead.
Can't drink a soul. That's not how it works. Yeah, does it seem like it'd damage me?
Nah, it just seems like a powerful wind. Like, you maybe put your hand was close enough to feel it. It's just a powerful wind.
I'll give it another go then. Sure.
All right.
Keep trying to drink souls?
Like.
You maybe went from having no soul to several.
Lots.
After a solid hour of trying to drink souls, you have broken literally every container and have not felt a connection with any of the ones that you drank. You feel ill as well,
right.
I should say.
I'm assuming no past like anything else.
Like, you felt ill when you lost your soul. You felt ill when you lost your shadow.
I feel like Greg Piss has basically been walking around with food poisoning this whole time.
You've got sepsis from the rat fight.
And you're missing teeth as well.
Yeah, I know.
and a lung.
None of these souls will keep searching.
And an eye.
That's right.
You can't find your soul. Fuck. Perhaps they brought it with them.
Right. Well.
It's going to go back to what you came.
On the bright side, all the people that were like, the blood cult have my soul, they got it back. So,
yeah,
hey.
Well, or it just left and they have no soul. Whatever the
Who
case.
Knows?
So I've cleared out every soul in the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's nothing else really in the blood cult worth looking at. I'll give it a search while I'm there. Why not?
Maybe you can overturn some interesting equipment.
Yeah, sure. Why not give it a loot? It's empty. No one's coming.
If you find more health potions, I might scream.
So I suppose that means that, what's his face? Ralph Maroney has my soul. That's such a shame. Such a shame. But that's fine. Whatever. That means I just got to get to him. I killed Shane, so
that's pretty good.
Today's largely been a win.
Yeah, I'd say.
Only Greg Pierce would call what happened to you today largely a win.
Hey, one deck
after
gone.
What happened to me and Leo, this is definitely a win.
Well, I mean,
he has potions, he's got hit points.
Yeah, but you have your souls and shadows.
That's true.
That's true. Well, I don't know if I have my soul, because I don't know what the... Fuck, I have no idea. What's annoying me is I still don't know the outcome of that highs or lows call.
I know.
And I'm...
Where's Matt? Where's the missus? That's the question.
Where am I? That's also a question.
Where are you?
Where's Papa Shorefoot?
You find 400 gold pieces.
Sure, I'll pocket it. Whatever.
Six more health pots.
Maybe. I'm looking for a magic item. I assume there'll be some around.
An obsidian statue of a hunting dog that you think is worth maybe 500 gold pieces.
Sure, chuck it in my... Do I have a bag?
I think you might have a backpack.
No, you don't. We took all your shit.
You grab a sack from somewhere in here.
Well, maybe Eaton gave you a bag in exchange for your earlobe.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. I'm actually not kidding. And a wand of cure moderate wounds with 10 charges in it.
Fuck off.
Man.
I'm not kidding.
I'll heal myself up to full.
With the wand?
Yeah.
You've got potions.
Whatever, I'll save them for another time.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
It only takes one use, so then you're at full health.
So you can use that 10 times.
9 more, but yeah.
Right. You and I couldn't have a potion to save us.
Yep.
We tried to get them too, and no one had any.
Yep. But we did succeed-ish.
Did we, though? You're alive. I don't know.
Sorry?
Can I still hear the riot?
Nah, you're probably too... Oh, actually, yeah, you can. Which is very surprising, because you're far from where that was happening.
Got the weapon.
Why don't I have a sea team?
So, in the riot. You don't know. Could have lost them too. Mm. I guess I'll surface that, if there's nothing else of worth in here.
All right. You surface, and it's night.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you notice is there's fires all over the city.
Right.
You think this little riot might have spiraled a bit?
My bad.
Whoops.
Greg Pierce kills a lot of people tonight.
Ralph Moroni was chasing me, right?
Yeah.
So presumably he ended up where I ended up. Except he didn't come into the sewers with me.
Yeah,
one could assume he's not heading back.
Well, you blinked, invisibly blinked back into the sewers. So.
Yeah. I might just start very casually making my way back towards the gnomish warehouse and just check bodies, looking for Ralph.
All right. As you're heading back, it becomes
over, looking to see if my soul's around.
There's like looting, rioting going on. It's very dangerous to head back towards there. Mm. You can if you want, but you might be involved in something.
You know what? I might just lay low around the entrance to the Blood Cult, actually.
Yeah. All right.
For like a day. In the sewer? Like, if they're going to come back, whatever. I'll deal with them then. There's going to be nowhere near as many. Yeah, I'll just chill. I'll take a breather. You know what? I deserve a breather.
I've had a hard day.
I light up a cigarette. I probably don't have a cigarette.
Don't light a cigarette. You've only got one lung.
That's true.
You have been.
Yeah, I've been smoking. That's all right. No such thing as cancer in D&D.
Okay. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Just to see whether he gets to take a breather?
Pretty much.
That's good.
What do you say, highs?
That during the fight.
All right. As you're walking back, the sewer grate pops up, slides open, and out comes a halfling with a shock of red hair. He looks at you. You look at him, and he says, "I know you,
Shorefoot. Right? You're one of the Shorefoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What?"
He starts climbing out. You're Greg Pierce, aren't you?
That I am. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. That I. Well, I didn't. There were no S's in that. Go on.
All right then. He helps up. You're a little connected with the criminal underworld. You know what Papa Shorefoot looks like.
Son of a bitch.
Things are looking not terrific for you, there, fellas.
Well, we like 4 of them climb out of the sewers. Well, we had a bit of a trouble at our warehouse.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Absolutely not.
Papa Shorefoot gives you like a sly look out of the corner of his eye where he's like, maybe he doesn't believe you, but he doesn't question it.
Shorefoot, I've been doing what any pious man's been doing and I've been searching for me soul. I ain't had time to be meddling in your business.
Greg Pierce found God.
No, the blood god found Greg Pierce.
So you're in a bad way. Were you, what's the skinny? Give us the dates.
No.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Well, if you're looking for an odd job, though, I got a job I need doing.
Oh yeah, looking for an odd job. Absolutely. Always looking for an odd job.
You're any good at killing people?
I can do it. Plus, I'll pull out my obsidian statue of a dog. You can have this. Consider it a gift.
He takes the obsidian statue. You know what? Fucking thank you.
It's all right. It's a nice dog.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me today.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to work for you, man. And fuck, you want secrets about, you know, I'm a good inside man. I work with the littlos a bit, work with the quiet knives a bit, you know, bit of the guard, bit of this, bit of eating. So if you want any...
You're just a fucking slut, aren't you?
In many ways, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you work with the little foots and the quiet knives.
Yeah, here and there. Not anymore, but yeah.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because one of the people I want killed is with the little foots.
Oh, yeah, the little lows.
Another one's with the town guard, actually.
Oh, right. Can I guess their names? I'm a bit psychic, mate.
Go on, then.
Right, it's one of them, let me just... It's one of them's name Leo Shadow.
Papa Shawfoot looks at you like he knows you're not fucking psychic.
And the other one, Periwinkle O'Rourke.
You think you can do it?
Yeah, I can. I was just having a bit of fun. Yeah.
Fuck. What do you want for it?
I've missed piss.
Well, there's a couple things I need. Me soul. Blood cult, have it.
Who's got your soul?
Blood cult. Could it happen to anyone?
Oh, right. I know what you're talking about.
Me shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's Eaton's. He's grabbed that one. Plus, I got a whole heap of debt that you fucking cunt sold to the quiet knives. Well, it was a little lows. So if I could have that wiped somehow, that'd be bloody brilliant. If not, I understand.
Eaton's a bit out of our way, but we'll give you the soul for Leo.
Yeah, right.
And we'll buy back your debt for the town guard.
Easy.
For the fucking half-breed.
Yeah, then I'm back at square one.
Ooh.
You got yourself a deal, friend. Shake his hand.
Spits in his hand, you spit in yours, you shake hands.
All right, do you mind if I come back to... You're, I'm not in a great way.
Sure thing.
Yeah, fucking hero. I'll like put my... Just like chum up to the other halflings that are there.
This is amazing.
You know, people have said that I'm a... Some people mistake me for an halfling because I'm little. Yeah. All right, no, I've got nothing against being little. It's just it's a thing that happens to me in my life. Sometimes I think it comes to my advantage. Sometimes, not always. But that's the kind of city we live in, isn't it?
You get back into their clothes shop.
Prejudice is everywhere.
It's more like a dry cleaner than really a clothes shop. Just dry cleaner isn't a word that exists. Papa Shawfoot's like leaning on one side of the counter. You're leaning on the other. You're having a chat. They bring out like some halfling whiskey.
Oh,
you know,
delicious.
You drink some of that.
This is the breather I was looking for.
Show me some of your wounds there. I noticed you're a bit injured.
I'll lift up my shirt, reveal my... Scarred and...
Hang on, isn't he healed completely?
No, I've still got con damage, don't I?
Yeah. You're still fucked up. Like, you've got the scars from the surgery, stuff like that. Yeah. And when a healing potion, like, heals you, there's still some remnants. Like, you can see...
If you have a lung taken, the healing potion doesn't bring the lung back. Alas.
Would What's that could... on your hand, though?
What's on my hand again?
He stabs you in the hand!
Oh, for the love of God, fucking hell!
Drags your hand towards him? If you fucking double-cross us, I'll cut your throat out.
Right, yeah.
Pulls the dagger out.
You could have just said... You didn't have to... You could have just said...
You're a right slut. Now get out. You take 2 points of damage.
I down my whiskey before I leave and grab a drumstick.
Take a bottle.
I do.
Win for Greg Piss.
That's a fucking... That's an up. It seems like a low point. This is a high point.
I want it done in the next 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, easy done. Don't even worry about it.
All right, you leave.
I leave with a bottle of whiskey and a cut hand. Poof. I'm glad Eaton can't keep tabs on me. That's nice to know.
Hmm. Well,
although,
you know
presumably
that?
When my hand gets stabbed, maybe. The shadow gets stabbed.
Yeah.
Also when it gets bitten by a rat.
Where rat shadow?
Not how it works. Okay, so one final thing. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Nice. Okay, good.
I don't know what that's about.
The rest of your night is whatever you want to do.
Uneventful. I'm trying to think. Maybe I'll just go to a tavern.
All right.
Maybe I'll find
you're going to a brothel, mate.
A comely wench or a
you're
comely dude wench. And just quench my thirst. Greg Pierce, a slippery heel with a big cock, enjoys the rest of his night.
Just imagine Greg Pierce looking at the camera, a twinkle in his eye, and then it would like... Close in on him.
Up, 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 up. Pierce. my word.
Rightio. Good, good, good.
Cool.
The next day.
Uh-huh.
Leo.
Yes.
And Periwinkle. Both of you wake up in the Temple to Penia and Gnomes. You're lying on comfortable beds. You can feel like it's goose down. It's probably the nicest, the softest thing either of you have felt in a long time.
So I hate it.
That's entirely up to you, I suppose.
No, I hate it. It's too soft.
All right. You try to get out of bed, but Chief Priest, Clara Norman, the highest ranking authority on the divine in Jaren's outpost, is there, and she says, "Please sit down, lay down,
make up your mind.
Sit up if you wish, but don't get up."
I sit up.
She draws a chair and sits down next to you. You can tell that you're in her personal office. It's got like, it's very nice. It's very clean. It's like someone who's very meticulous about every aspect of their life. She sits down and says, "So, can you tell me what happened last night?"
"No, where's my wife?"
"Your wife is fine.
I want to see her."
"Thank God. Thank Penny."
I'll tell you what you want to know. I want to see her. I want proof. I want to see her."
"Very well, then. Please wait here."
Where's Flip, Sham, Gnome?
"Your girlfriend?"
"Yeah, partner."
"Partner. Is, she's okay as well?"
"You should be in sin, are you?"
"She's with her people right now. Well, there's a lot going on. A lot has happened while you were unconscious."
"Okay.
Before you go, how long have we been unconscious?"
"Maybe 10 hours.
"Okay.
Gnome's got the weapon, which is good."
"Do we know this?"
"Flipshan was there, only...
can only imagine.
Did you get Papa Shorefoot?"
"No."
"I didn't."
"Flipshan was..."
Gregia comes in being wheeled in a wheelchair.
She's alive.
She's like very groggy. It's like, imagine someone's kind of drugged up. Yeah. She's wheeled next to you by just an acolyte of Gnomes or Penia. And the chief priest sits back down in her chair. Oh no, she doesn't actually. She's standing in the doorway and she says, "I'll give you a moment alone then. Leo, would you like to have something to eat?"
"Sure." I get up and hobble over and...
"No, you're taken off. Stay and watch. No, okay."
You're taken off to a feasting.
Kind of like, you know, put my hand on Gregier and like, "I'm glad you're okay." And then I keep.
She
walking.
Nods as you leave.
"What happened to you? What happened to me? Are you okay?"
"You fell," she says, "honorable in combat."
"Well, that's good. Still got that."
"I lasted not much longer.
Did
I
Papa?
No, I was not able to."
"Damn it."
"He escaped."
"Well, that's all right. If he's escaped, it just means I get to find him and eat him." "So..."
"The gnome, your friend's partner, saved me."
"The flippity, flippity shim..."
"Flip Shamrock, the gnome."
"I'm not good at gnome names, sorry."
"She wasn't able to heal me, but she stopped my, she stayed my death long enough to get me here."
"And you're okay? Can you... legs? Are they legs?"
"I have sustained, more permanent damage. It'll take a long time for it to heal."
"But you're alive, and that's all that matters. And I'm real proud of you. You, like, you killed a lot of people."
"I did."
"I've never loved you more in my life."
"It was a good fight."
"It was a great fight. That's the most fun we've had without the kids in how long?"
She suddenly seems concerned. She reaches a hand. "Where are the kids?"
"Oh, don't worry. So Gruk-Gruk and the kids. Gruk-Gruk killed a lot of people, so bully for her. Gruk-Gruk and the kids, Buttons and Sweatrock. They're fine. Ian has them. And apparently..."
Ian. We go bowling with him?
"We do go bowling with Ian. A-I-N, Ian. He...
A-I-N, Ian.
Not
yes.
I-A-N, Ian.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's a dear..."
"Yeah, he fortified his house, so I imagine no one's going to come and get them."
They're here for you, by the way."
"Who? The C team?"
"The C team? Your friends for work."
"There's been a lot of teams. Do you mean Colin Goggles Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?"
"Yes. They're all here."
What about Saturday and Thursday? Are they recovered?"
"Yes, I think they're here as well. They're in beds though."
"Seen the commander?"
"No, I haven't."
"Fair enough. All right."
"Should I have seen the commander? Has something happened to him as well?"
"Ish."
"I'm not entirely sure, but do you remember eel-like guy came around to our place. We made him breakfast, invited him into our home.
Piss, she says, with the same inclination that Lex Luthor might say Superman.
Piss.
Yes. I have reason to believe that during the mission to get the weapon, he tried to lock us in a vault. We knocked him out, put him in a vault. He somehow managed to escape and convince the commander that I'm a dirty cop, so I don't work for the town guard anymore. I was briefly made captain, though.
That's good, then bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did you challenge the commander to honorable combat?
He wasn't in his right mind, so it wouldn't have been an honorable combat.
Magic. She spits on the floor.
I spit on the floor, too.
Fuck, orcs are gross.
Like, I know, like, we're supposed to, you know, it's the 21st, whatever century it is.
All right.
And we're all supposed to be cool with
it's
it.
It's the year of our...
it's the year of Pania 1861, whatever.
The age of reclamation.
I'm there. But that's gross.
You're all thinking it.
Everyone's... That's my edgy D&D stand-up bits.
So here's my thing. I want you to go to Ian. I know you want to fight, and look, you probably could from that chair, but I don't want to take the risk again of you getting fucked up while our kids are okay, and they need to see you, I think, to know that their mum's okay. So, it's okay with you.
I wish to see them regardless.
I'd like you to go to Ian's and stay there. In the meantime, I'm going to find out, A, what the fuck happened, B, once I know what the fuck happened, I'm then going to go fix it, and if that means that I find Papa Shorefoot, and pull his dick out through his mouth and then mount him on our wall, then that's a bonus too.
Bring home the trophy.
I will.
Love you.
She kisses you on the cheek, leans forward a little bit in her chair, kisses you on the cheek, and then says, fight well or die honorably.
Always.
What will the gnomes do with their assembled weapon? Will the militia be able to regain control of Jaren's outpost? What is Damien Eaton planning? How will the Shorefoots get their revenge? And will Pierce get all his bits back? All these questions will be answered in time. Thank you for listening to Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.